This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Why are the parliamentary elections in Germany, which are going to take place in September, so critical and so important in the light of biblical prophecy? First, let me tell you a little bit about an article which was published by the left-liberal German magazine Der Spiegel, claiming that there could never be a Donald Trump in Germany. And I want to show you why this article is wrong and misleading and, yes, dangerous. The article was published on August 23, and this is what it said. What is it that made the rise of a man like Trump possible in his own country, but impossible here? Germans once believed that they had found a savior, but then he tried to destroy the world, and now their belief in salvation has vanished. That is absolutely false. Germans are looking for a man, a strong figure, to help them coming out of the present very fragile political situation. That they have no longer a desire for a savior is just wrong. It goes on to say, in Germany, the parties have almost complete control. In the United States, the individual may prevail, but in German politics, it is the system that rules. That may be so, but that doesn't prevent somebody like Donald Trump to come to power, as I will explain in a moment. It also says this: some Germans feel that their understanding of reality, their view, is not represented in the media, and they feel shut out. Instead, they have turned to the internet. At some point, that will create an opportunity in Germany for an individual, a freak or outsider, to turn him or herself into a political force independent of the system. Now, this totally contradicts what they had just been saying. And then it also says this: the refugee crisis of autumn 2015 turned Germany into a new moral political superpower, albeit one that can only afford its pacifist inclinations because the Americans still provide Germany with security. Now, not everybody would agree that Germany has become the new moral superpower, especially in light of the refugee crisis. And it is true, of course, Germany can only rely on quote-unquote pacifist inclinations, as it says, as long as it has the security from the United States. But that security has become very fragile. And so that is why Germany and Europe are looking for alternatives. Now, my analysis of the Spiegel article is this. The opinion of that article that a German Trump could not happen is illusionary and also to a large extent dangerous, as it is based on false assertions and concepts and erroneous conclusions. The Bible clearly shows us that there will be 10 nations or groups of nations in Europe. You might call them nations of the Eurozone. They will give their power and their authority to a charismatic, political, European leader, which means it is clearly predictable, foreseeable, that Germany's quote-unquote established parties will give their voice to one of their own political leaders as well, or that a new political party may arise with a strong leader. Furthermore, we must not forget that that leader will be a person who will not be viewed originally as someone who should occupy the office, that he will gain power through flattery, through sinister schemes, and through intrigue, and that the world will look at this person as someone who is dead politically, and they will marvel at his comeback. These are all prophecies clearly pertaining to quote-unquote the beast, the king of the north, as we can read them in the Bible. Now, in light of this, I'd like to quickly talk about the upcoming parliamentary elections in Germany in September. Now, I'm not saying that these elections will result in a German Trump, but I am saying that those political elections, no matter how they will end up, will further the development of biblical prophecy. Listen to this article by Politico, which was written on August 28. Germany's election on September 24 is not just about who will become chancellor. It will influence the future design of the European Union. And then the article rightly points out that there got to be a coalition because one party, whether it's Merkel's party or whether it's Scholz's party, will not be able to govern alone. They need support. And so this article says, with six groups expected to enter the Bundestag, the business-friendly Free Democrats, the FDP, and the Greens are potential coalition partners for the two big parties, with the far-left Die Linke and the far-right Alternative for Germany are unlikely to be courted. It is still possible, and I might say likely, there could be another grand coalition between Merkel's party and Scholz's party. Now, what would this mean? Here is what the Politico article points out. All parties, except for Die Linke and the Eurosceptic AfD, Alternative for Germany, all the others support European cooperation. No matter who wins, expect them to push for a European defense union. Secondly, expect Germany to advocate a two-speed Europe during the next couple of years. There's broad consensus in support of empowering certain member countries to integrate more deeply than others. We're talking about core Europe, consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations. It's exactly prophesied in the Bible. It's exactly what Germany will be pushing for, no matter who's going to win. Then thirdly, all parties are sorry the UK is leaving the EU, but want to make sure the Brits will be worse off after their departure. One way or another, all parties echo Berlin's official position that in order to enjoy the privileges of the EU, countries need to respect all four of its guiding principles: free movement of goods, people, services, and capital. A big sticking point in the negotiations right now between the EU and Great Britain and the UK. Now, there's another point they could have mentioned, they didn't mention, and that is the universal rejection of Donald Trump. Reuters wrote on August 23 that Martin Schulz, who, by the way, has been labeled as the German Trump, which is quite interesting in light of Der Spiegel's article, Martin Schulz is taking advantage of Trump's extreme unpopularity in Germany. But Angela Merkel does too. An article by Deutsche Welle, dated August 23, had this to say: Merkel has some harsh words for Trump. She warns that Germany would not blindly and automatically follow the United States into a war with North Korea. And then she goes on to say, an America that does not care about the rest of the world and just thinks about itself does not make for a big and great country. Now, taking all of this together, we find that no matter who wins the German election, the ultimate fulfillment of prophecies about a united Europe under German leadership and a very charismatic political and also military leader, and an increasingly antagonistic stance towards the UK and the United States will go forward. And for you to understand as to why this is and how it's going to happen, I'd like to ask you to request three free booklets from us: Europe in Prophecy, Germany in Prophecy, and finally, the 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. These three booklets combined will give you a very good picture as to what is happening now and what is going to happen in the near future, and how that is all going to affect you, no matter where you live. So thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.